Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with the new Lone Tree Community School District Superintendent Ken Crawford.
Ken Crawford here. It's my first year as a superintendent at Lone Tree, and I previously was 13 years over in Wilton, Iowa as the principal and AD. And previously then, I'd taught high school business for 16 years. So this would be my 30th year in education.
So you're brand new to the Lone Tree District.
Yep. It's actually my first week on the job here in Lone Tree and trying to meet every single person in town or in the building. And it's been exciting. It's been fun and a little bit tiring, too. And trying to remember everybody's name has been much more of a challenge than I thought it was going to be.
What about Lone Tree was it that drew you into stepping into the superintendent role?
Well, I think, first of all, as the principal and the AD, I've been a teacher. I was just ready for that next step and that next level of administration. Secondly, being a Southeast Iowa guy, I'm from Washington originally. I'm not going to leave this area. I love this part of the state with Iowa City and Washington, and the Cedar Rapids-Iowa City corridor is just expanding and exploding, and it's just fun to be near it. I don't want to live there, but I like to be near it. So this area and the chance of a lifetime on this job was just too much to pass up.
So what was it that you proposed to the district at Lone Tree and about what kinds of goals that you have? What kind of influence are you hoping to have with the Lone Tree district?
Well, I'm hoping for the enrollment, obviously, being a small school. I think some people sometimes have a tendency to look down on that, and I want to tell people that small towns and small districts have a lot to offer communities, and Lone Tree, I found out, is very prideful in the community that many people have graduated from Lone Tree, want this district here, and they want to kind of show it off, and I believe I have some skills to kind of show it off to the area, to the state, that we do a lot of great things here, and we're going to do even more great things here. As we talked about earlier before we went on air, is, you know, the wellness center that they're building. I know Casey's is coming into town. They're building a duplex already. And if we can work with Johnson County supervisors and try to get some zoning regulations changed, hopefully we can get some housing developments going too. So just the potential to bring those types of ideas and thought processes and just those ideas to Lone Tree, I'm just real happy and excited to try and do.
How do you feel about the wellness center and what that will bring to the school district and the community?
I think it's going to bring together a lot more togetherness to it, as well as it's just going to be something of pride. When you talk about where do people go to work out and to do anything of that nature, being able to just wake up in the morning, go across the street, and have a facility that's going to be as nice, because it's a two-level. There's going to be a three-lane track around it, going to have ellipticals and treadmills and a weight room and a basketball court and a wrestling room. I mean, it's just going to be an entire activity center that's going to hopefully bring and draw a lot more people here to Lone Tree on those types of things there. So I think those things, when the people start seeing, wow, this is really neat to have and fun to have, I think that's going to show off a little bit more of that the people of Lone Tree really care about having things in their town.
Are there any challenges that have been posed, or are there any challenges that you think you may be facing with the superintendent role and with working in the Lone Tree district?
I think the biggest challenge for all small school districts is a little bit twofold. You want to make sure your enrollment is continuing and going up, and that's why I think the city and the school boards made a commitment to doing the wellness center and getting more businesses in town to try and grow the community a little bit there too. And I think the second fold from enrollment increasing and wanting to have more people come into town, or at least into the district, is also with the state money. When they only gave 1.1% last year, that's just saying that they don't want small Iowa towns. And I think small Iowa towns produce some of the greatest Iowans and Americans that you can imagine. If we went back and tracked all the great alumni from, what, if you want to say Washington, if you want to say Lone Tree, if you want to say Wilton, I think you'd be very impressed with those kids are going out and doing great things in the world. And I think if you squeeze out that small town school, I think you're losing a great asset to just not only the communities, but to Iowa and the world.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Lone Tree Superintendent Ken Crawford. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.